Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
What is the real meaning of our life? That's quite a good question to start with. A big one. It's a big one. What is the real meaning of our life? You think, what's your answer? What will make me truly happy? What's our answer? Because we're adults. We're well into our life. We need to know the answers. What will benefit others the most? Very important question. And when our life is drawing to a close, what will help us then? I love these questions. And even more, I love the answer. So the answer's the same for each of these four questions. What is the real meaning of our life? How tragic it would be if we let our whole life go past and we've never discovered its real meaning. What a waste. So what is the real meaning of our life? What will make us truly happy? Everybody's interested in the answer to that question. We've tried so many different things in our search for real happiness. So where is it to be found? What will make us truly happy? What will benefit others the most? So we have good hearts. We want to be of benefit to others. We care. We care a lot about others. So again, we need to think carefully. What is it I can do that will benefit others the most? And when we come to draw our last breath, perhaps without any warning, we don't need to be old. We don't even need to be sick. We just need our lifespan to have come to an end. And our life's over. At that time, as we're breathing our last breaths, realizing our life is over, what will help us then? So Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, our precious teacher and founder of the new Kodampa tradition, which we can say means modern Buddhism, modern Kodampa Buddhism. He tells us, if we think carefully and deeply, we'll reach the answer. So one of the tragic things in modern life is we're all so busy. Life seems to go past so quickly. And I would say it's almost like as though something has to happen to make us stop and think more carefully. Where am I going? What am I doing? And the answer to those four questions. So if we think carefully and deeply, the answer is so beautiful and so correct. The answer is inner development. Inner development is the answer. The real meaning of our life is inner development. This means developing our heart or mind. Our root mind is here in the center of our chest. So we can say loosely, developing our heart, becoming patient, kind, loving, compassionate, wise. What could be more meaningful than that? So that month by month, year by year, we have less anger, less hatred, more love. That month by month, we have more and more compassion. All we think about is alleviating the suffering of others. That's all we think about. Do you know, if everybody just thought about alleviating the suffering of others, which is compassion, suffering would quickly cease. That's how powerful our minds are. So the real meaning of our life is inner development, developing our heart, our mind. We can say spiritual development. What will make us truly happy is inner development. So we have a lot of different answers to that question. What would make us truly happy? A job that pays a lot of money for very little work. One day a week job. A job where half the year is a vacation. Anyway, you can think, what will make us truly happy? A dog. If a dog can make us truly happy, please buy everybody a dog, because we want everybody to be happy. And if a dog makes you happy, 10 dogs will make you 10 times as happy. So substitute dog for whatever your answer is. So nothing outside ourselves can give us the happiness we long for. Nothing. So if you're thinking you're a hopeless case because you've been looking, changing jobs, changing location, changing everything, there's one thing we haven't changed. It's the most obvious thing, but somehow we never think about changing it. We need to change our mind. We need to change our own heart, our own attitudes, our views and intentions, our behavior. So what's the real meaning of our life? Developing our mind, inner development, spiritual development. What will make us truly happy? Inner development. So I'll just, you know, one of the most wonderful things, and I can say truthfully, it's why I'm sitting here, is that Buddha's teachings in modern Kadampa Buddhism are based on logical reasoning. The more you think carefully, the clearer correct conclusions become. You're encouraged to think carefully. Use your logic, your intelligence. Think, think, think. And also use your personal experience. So we've just answered a question: what will make us truly happy? And the answer is developing our mind, improving our heart, improving ourselves on the inside, improving our good qualities to become the very best person we can be. So I'll give you an example. It's how it's based on logical reasoning and personal experience. How happy are you when you're angry? Just a quick question. It's impossible to be happy and angry. Therefore, don't get angry. Ever. Yee. Because when we get angry, we're being our own enemy. We're destroying our own happiness and other people's. So Buddha's conclusion is, do not get angry. Wonderful. Again, you think. That's an inner development. Holding ourselves back from getting angry is a huge job. And the wonderful thing is that every single day we get so many opportunities to hold ourselves back from getting angry. You know, maybe we're even married to somebody who's constantly irritating. It was our choice. And you think, wonderful. I can test myself every single day and see the things that irritated me a year ago don't bother me at all now, because I'm practicing holding myself back from getting irritated, annoyed, and angry. So let's just take that one example. If we improve our mind and we hold ourselves back from getting angry, irritated, annoyed, disgruntled, impatient, whatever you want to call it. You know, I love whenever people, we all think, oh, I'm not really very angry, I'm just a bit irritable. Or, I wouldn't call it anger. It's more like, you know, impatience that erupts into anger if I'm really provoked. That's just anger. So you just think, what would happen if every single person in the world did not get angry? Just think about it for a moment. Use your logic. What would happen? So many of the tragic circumstances in the world at the minute would immediately cease. You know, without anger, there is no war. War comes from an angry mind. So many people are gathering together at various meetings and summits and global conferences, trying, for example, to stop war. It's very easy. Stop anger. So we become an example of someone who's living their life for world peace, we become such a person. So the real meaning of our life is developing on the inside. The way to make ourselves happy is to develop on the inside. Virtue is a phenomenon that is a main cause of happiness. The more virtue we have in our mind, in our heart, the happier we'll be. Examples of virtues, I've mentioned some already. Patience is a virtue. The more patience we have, the happier we'll be. Love is a virtue. The more loving kindness we have, the happier we'll be. Compassion is a virtue. If we mix our mind with compassion, that mind will be peaceful, happy, full of energy to work to release others from their suffering. If our mind is mixed with wisdom, it's peaceful, happy all the time. You know, it's so amazing. We've never looked in here. We've never looked. No one has ever encouraged us. Grow on the inside. Change yourself. Become a better person. Find the correct answers to your questions. No one has encouraged us until now.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.